It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
Hello out there in Mr. B's Neighborhood land. Come out, wherever you are. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's time to sit down. Have your Diet Coke. Put your feet up and listen to the melodious. Let me rephrase that. Listen to the voice of Mr. B coming from his neighborhood. But to save you much displeasure, most of this will not be about me. It's going to be about my guest, and that is Mr. Nate Biro. Are you there, Nate Biro?
Hey, B. How are you doing today?
Nate Biro is in Ames. Are you calling from Ames, Nate Biro?
I am in Ames today.
You are? Okay. Well, we're going to find out more about that. Nate, I have, ever since I started this program a couple years ago, I see pictures on Facebook about you, and I think about you, and I think about how much I enjoyed working with you in high school and how wonderful you are and what you're doing now. So I thought the people of Forest City and the surrounding area needed to know what's going on with you, man.
All right.
Okay.
Cool, yeah.
So I would like you to tell us a little bit. Let's go back in time, Nate Biro. Tell us what you graduated. Give us the year you graduated, where you went to school, what degree you earned, and where has life taken you since then? Is that enough questions for you?
Yeah. So I...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Forest City, grew up in Forest City.
That's right.
Went to Forest City through all of high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Involved in a lot of stuff through there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, speech and musicals and plays with you, but various sports. Graduated there in 2012 and moved down to Ames and started college at Iowa State.
Mm-hmm. A Cyclone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go Cyclone.
Rah-rah.
was there... was in the College of Design at Iowa State with the idea of going into architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And our program at Iowa State is set up that in your first year, you are in the core. And so you have classes with everyone else who's in the College of Design.
Mm-hmm.
And then you apply to programs at the end of the year and hope to get accepted into one.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of that year, I quickly realized that another program actually spoke to me a lot more, which is landscape architecture.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really understand what landscape architecture was when I went to college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I still don't know if I necessarily fully know, just because it's a very broad profession. And so... learned about it in one of my freshman classes, and we were talking about parts of cities and parts of towns and discussing it in a from a landscape architectural perspective about, you know, different the design of the public space that we live in. And I quickly was like, this seems a lot more up my alley. And so I applied to the program. And spent like 2 months stressing about whether or not I was going to get accepted or not. Found out that June over the summer that I got accepted. And
great.
So then the next 4 years, it's a 5-year program. So the next 4 years, spent learning a lot more about landscape architecture, doing a lot of traveling for the program. There's an intensive travel aspect where we travel for 6 weeks. Two or 3 week trips, checking different places out, and exploring and learning on site. And then progressed through, did a study abroad, and then graduated in 2017 with a bachelor's of the landscape architecture, and found myself to the working world, where I relocated down to Des Moines, worked for a firm down there.
Yes. And how long were you in Des Moines?
So technically, I still am living down in Des Moines.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, so I've been there since 2017.
Yes.
Working for RDG Planning and Design down there.
I see.
Yeah, and it's a fairly large multidisciplinary firm. We have about 200 employees, which in terms of a landscape architecture office is fairly large. So.
So here's my question for you, Mr. Nate. So are you an instructor at Iowa State too now?
Yeah.
So yes. How did that all come about? And tell me about that.
Yeah. So 2 years ago, I an old colleague of mine who is teaching up at Iowa State reached out and he's like, hey, you should think about applying for this. They were looking, Iowa State was looking to hire someone to right away was to go on the Savannah Studio. So that's that traveling program. And so they were looking for people, and I was like, well, I'm not qualified. I don't have a master's degree. I don't know, you know? And they're like, oh, no, like you can apply with your professional experience. And so I'm I applied, interviewed, got the job.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. Wonderful.
Yeah. So I am a full-time lecturer at Iowa State. I do a little practice work on the side. So I've been teaching now, just wrapping up the second year.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's been a completely different world to be in. So.
And what do you find highly attractive about the educational world? What do you like about it?
Yeah, I think my favorite piece has been, at first I was really excited about it because I was excited to be teaching on the Savannah Studio, the traveling studio, and getting to help lead people in experiencing new places and looking at landscapes in the broad sense in a different lens. And so thinking about when you're in a state or national park or even in a urban setting like Minneapolis or Denver or down in Texas, you know, what it is that you're seeing and how those places have been developed in, and how they impact people through through the development of them. And so that was my first really excitement about it. But the longer I've been teaching, you know, I'm still very, you know, very green at it, but, my favorite thing has been honestly the, seeing the growth in students and seeing, you know, I work heavily with students in their first and second year. And so I see a lot of, you know, growth in terms of, you know, we get a lot of students who might not have any background with design at all.
Right.
So understanding how to look at the world a little differently and thinking about that, but then even diving into, some of the more landscape architectural focus foundations that we're building and getting to see that click and the excitement of students of like figuring things out and progressing in, on their path.
So do you think, Nate, this is something you would like to continue doing or going back to the private sector, so to speak?
This is the $500,000 question right now.
That's why I asked it.
No. So I'm really enjoying it. I've been really enjoying teaching. I think we'll be teaching again next year. And then I sort of set myself a deadline of trying to figure out what I want to do. Because I think if, you know, if I'm wanting to continue down this path, higher, you know, a master's or a PhD is required. And so looking at either going back to school for, for an advanced degree or, you know, is it, you know, the academia is also a slightly scary space to be in, and the, especially I'm a term faculty. So, you know, my contract gets renewed every year.
And, yes.
You know, like, everyone in, there's a discussion in higher education about the enrollment cliff coming in the future. And so of like reduced enrollment and, just because there's less students coming out of high schools, but then also less students going into four-year programs and renew in the in more trades, and which is a good thing. I think we I think that's a great thing, but also for you know considering my what I want to be doing, you know, it's also you know the potential uncertainty is a little fun to think about, you could say. But yeah, I don't think, I think I'll be excited whichever direction I take.
Sure.
And, so I got a lot of soul searching to figure out over the next year. So,
What were some of the, surprises? I don't know if that's one of the questions I gave you, probably not, that you discovered about teaching that you weren't expecting or surprised you.
Oh,
there's a generic question for you.
My number one thing.
Okay.
My number one and
number one
is how exhausting it is.
Right answer, man. Right answer.
Yeah. You know, like I only teach, so I teach, I teach in a studio environment. And so we have longer classes and so like one of my classes is 2.5 hours, the other is 3.5, 4 hours. And so I, you know, I come out of a class and I like can't think for an hour, you know, like it's just, you just can't do anything. And I'm sitting here, you know, when I first started, I was like, I don't understand how K-12 teachers do this. Like
every hour.
Because like, I'm like, I just did 4 hours and I don't, can't imagine doing, you know, a full, you know, 8 to 3:30, you know, like that. Oh my gosh. So I think that was my biggest initial surprise.
Would
that
be
sort of being in what?
I was just going to say, not to interrupt you, Nate, but would that be one of the factors that might deter you from not considering continuing in education or not?
No, I think, I mean, I think the more I do it, the more I get used to it. It just is, was, at first, it was a big shock, you know? So I've definitely gotten a lot more used to it. And so, but then I think the other big sort of surprise for me was just, I don't know. I would say my other big surprise was, honestly, how long it takes to grade work.
You are singing my song, buddy. Oh, I'm glad I don't play that song anymore. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you're glad. Well, I mean, similarly to, you know, your past, you know, teaching, like, I teach it, what I teach in is very subjective, and so there's no right or wrong answer, and so you have to, like, you know, I can't just sit down and look at a answer sheet.
No,
yeah, that's
not a, no,
that's,
exactly.
You know, it's
right.
Looking at the work, considering the process the students went through.
Yes, yes.
You know, sometimes there is like, yeah, that's wrong. You know, that's not working out. But for the most part, it's like, you know, is this getting at what we want, mm-hmm. what we're looking for them to be looking at, mm-hmm.
of course,
and learning about.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So, Nate, do you do a lot of travel with your teaching? Do they? Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, so part of our program, our landscape architecture program, a foundational piece of it is mm-hmm. Our Savannah studio I've mentioned a little bit. And mm-hmm. so the first semester that students are accepted into the program, mm-hmm. so typically their sophomore year, we take them on an immersive mm-hmm. traveling experience. And so we mm-hmm. Do 2 3-week-long trips in 15-passenger vans.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's 5 15-passenger vans traveling across, driving around. You know, we do about 4,000 miles.
Oh.
And typically we typically have like a west trip mm-hmm. and a somewhat northwest trip and then a south trip. And so mm-hmm. we're looking and studying landscapes along the way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. with a lot of drawing in a sketchbook on site, mm-hmm. observational pieces. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to state parks, national parks, mm-hmm. but also urban and rural settings and studying along the way. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's really intensive. Like,
oh, it sounds that
we're
way.
Gone for 3 weeks and you don't get time away from the students for 3 weeks, you know.
You haven't killed anybody yet.
That, no, haven't
at least you
yet,
won't admit it. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think back of some of the students I had. I'd say this not with happiness, but I don't think I'd want to be 3 weeks with them in a vehicle crossing the country. Nor they want to be with me either. So there you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It gets. I mean, by the end of it, everyone's on everyone's nerves. You know, it's mm-hmm. expected when you spend that much time around other people, mm-hmm. but. You know, it's just such a foundational experience to our students. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, to me also, you know, I went through the program, and so I got to experience it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It really mm-hmm. instills sort of how you have to think regionally about, mm-hmm. you know, the work you're doing. And so, like, what a design looks like in Iowa will mm-hmm. look different than Minnesota. Will look
oh,
different
of course.
Than
sure.
Western Dakota, mm-hmm. different than the mountains of mm-hmm. Colorado. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's that's our one big piece. And then we typically will have a small travel piece with every other studio mm-hmm. moving forward.
Okay.
Looking at, so we'll do like, this last fall, I wasn't able to go on the Spanish studio. We had some new faculty who were getting to go on it. And so I was teaching urban design, and we had a trip up to Minneapolis mm-hmm. check out our site, our design site for the semester. And we were mm-hmm. doing like a an urban infill, so thinking about how you could take space, leftover space inside a city, and mm-hmm. repurpose it and mm-hmm. rethink it to mm-hmm. become part of its neighborhood.
Well, it just sounds fascinating, and I can't profess to say I understand completely how that all works, Nate. I did not major in that, but it sounds just absolutely exciting, and I'm sure your students are very, very passionate about their subject, though. That that would be one of the joys, I would think, that you're working with people who really, really, really want to be there. So that makes a difference.
I think that's a really mm-hmm. intriguing part about, you know, teaching at this level is that, you know, people want to be here. Like, mm-hmm. they've selected to go to Iowa State. Mm-hmm. You know, they're paying money to go here, usually, you know. And and also that they've applied to be in this program and want to be in there.
Yes.
So
there is
more excitement about, you know, about what you're doing. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, you know, there's parts of it that, you know, like some students don't love doing, but for overall, mm-hmm. you know, there's mm-hmm. overall good excitement about it. Mm-hmm. So
with how did the summers work for you then with your teaching career?
Yeah, so I am off contract over the summer.
I
so
see.
I typically will go back to full time at my firm. So.
Oh my God, you have that liberty and option to do that.
Yeah, it's been pretty nice. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow.
Yeah, I work with them through the school year.
Yes.
Really, really part time. So like I work about like 10 hours a week for
okay.
them.
Okay. Sure.
During the school year, and then it just picks back up like it's like a normal work week.
So,
here in a couple of weeks, I'll be back to full time at the firm.
There you go. Well, by the time this airs, you might be retired. So anyway, what I was going to say is, so then when you're teaching at ISU, do you stay on campus during the week, or do you just drive back and forth from Des Moines?
Yeah, I commute up from Des Moines.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. That makes sense. Yeah.
Depending on the semester, I try to only teach 3 days a week. So it's a little less driving.
Sure.
So.
So tell us about what you like to do for fun, Nate. I normally ask all my guests that. When you're not busy correcting papers and traveling across the country and working, what do you like to do?
Yeah, so, I mean, right now my life has sort of been enveloped in running. I'm training for a run this summer.
Wonderful.
So a lot of time lately spent running. But otherwise, I love, going out hiking. I bike a lot. I bike with a group over the weekly over the summer. And then we'll be doing Ragbri this summer.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
for that.
Great.
Yeah. And then I definitely have a passion for photography. So always try to have a camera with me or close by.
Yes. Have you had anything published or anybody seen any of your work?
Yeah.
What are you laughing for? You could be published somewhere.
No, that's fair. I'm just chuckling.
Oh, okay.
I had a piece get accepted to a show this last winter over at a gallery in Omaha. So I had a photo taken up in Grand Marais on a backpacking trip, actually, that was in a regional biennial. So it was photographers from every state that touches Nebraska.
Oh,
it was in downtown Omaha. Was up for about a month and a half or 2 months. So I haven't put much work out for shows like that, just because it takes a lot of work and also,
of course, of course,
getting printed and all that and framed can take some money. So, but yeah. So that was my big first piece, and that was really exciting.
Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Ecstatic to get accepted for that.
Well, maybe there'll be more.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So you carry a camera everywhere?
I try to.
Okay.
They get a little clumsy sometimes, but,
yes.
Sometimes I use the phone as a backup, but it's never the same as my either digital or my film camera. So.
Right. Exactly. So, Nate, as we bring this to a close, and I've learned so much about your career and just from my own personal viewpoint, how proud I am of how successful you become. And it's always endearing to hear that one of your former students has become a teacher, too. I just think that's amazing. So, not that you weren't capable. It's amazing the fact that you would choose that, because it is the greatest career of all time. But anyway, the question is, what did you enjoy about living in North Iowa, Four City area, growing up? What was it that has you come back here to see your parents? I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest pieces for me was just, how the small town environment, and, it's such a friendly environment, and people are, You know, the whole everyone knows everyone, like, I enjoyed that aspect.
Like Mayberry? Where's Barney? Yeah. Okay, yeah, there you go.
But I think outside of that, too, like, you know, I have a lot of, you know, coworkers and colleagues in, like, in Des Moines who are, like, taking all their kids to all these activities, and I'm... But I'm really appreciative of, you know, looking back of, like, how easy it was to be involved in, like, extracurricular and sports and other activities at Forest City because, like, well, you know, I lived walking distance to the high school. So it was easy to, like, but even the ability to, you know, be in sports and in speech and in band and, you know, being able to do all of that and not have to, you know, pick and say, you know, this is the only one that you can be in. And so I really appreciated that.
Yes.
And then I think the other big piece that I, you know, I fall back to is that I did not realize how much I appreciated having Pilot Knob.
Oh, yes.
So close.
Yes.
Like, you know, I have parks in Des Moines that I can, you know, go exploring in, but it's not the same as just having... you know, having Pilot Knob right there.
Oh, absolutely. So absolutely.
I feel like I spend a fair amount of time when I'm back going out hiking with my dad.
Of course, sure.
Well, both my parents, and exploring out there and soaking up that nature.
Oh, yes. Well, you like the outdoors. That's very clear.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you're in a profession where you can take advantage of that. So that's wonderful.
Yes, very true.
Yes. So anyway, I would love to keep talking with you, brother, but the gods are telling me it's time to quit. So anyway, whatever that means, I'm not trying to bring religion into this, folks. Anyway, it's just my humor. But anyway, I want to thank the time that you have given to me and so my listening audience can know more about you. So sometime when... they're out at Pilot Knob. Maybe they'll see you on a trail. So, you
know,
you never know. I don't know. So, you just have a good time this coming summer with your bike ride. So, how many miles do you bike a day, may I ask?
I bike, you know, probably about 30 miles regularly.
Okay.
Sometimes on the weekends I'll do longer, so yeah.
That's ridiculous. That should not be done. So, that's all I'm going to say about that. 30 miles. Okay. You would have to have a coffin behind me. Anyway, on a hearse. There you go. So, anyway, Nate Biro, you have aspired to great things, and you represent Forest City so very, very well. So thank you for being my guest. I wish you nothing but great success in your future endeavors. So thanks for being my guest today, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, B.
You are welcome. So there you go, folks. That is the one and only Nate Biro, who is teaching at Iowa State University. It does my heart good. So, with that being said, I wish you all a great, great day. Enjoy yourself, enjoy your inner peace, and always make sure that you brush your teeth twice a day. All right. Thanks, folks. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.